This is the Feminem Podcast, the official podcast of Feminem, discussing all things femme, a little bit of EM, and everything in between. I'm Jenny Beck-Esme, editor-in-chief of Feminem. I'm very excited to bring you this next podcast. This is from Dr. Shyam Sivasankar. He grew up in Southeast Asia and then immigrated to the United States at the age of 10. He's an EM physician, but more importantly, he's an epic Harry Potter fan. And in case you're wondering, he's a Ravenclaw. In his Fix 19 talk, Unleashing Your Inner Witch or Wizard, Shyam reveals how embracing his inner Hermione helped him become a better doctor. Enjoy.
Let me set the scene for you. It's 11 p.m., and I'm on the way to the midnight book release of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix with my dad. It's a summer before my sophomore year of high school, and in the past month, my mom has started her own small business, and in the past week, our house was unfortunately struck by lightning and burnt down. To put it in my mother's words, here I was having yet another sleepless night, not knowing where we're going to be living or sleeping, and these two, father and son, are off to some Harry Potter event. As the night went on, I clearly remember calling my mother to complain to her that my dad was embarrassing me in front of all my friends because he was in line to get his face painted with all the other 10-year-olds. At the time, I was horrified by my dad's behavior. But now, I wouldn't trade that experience for the world. For many in my generation, Harry Potter has changed the way we perceive the world around us. And although I can stand up here and talk about Harry Potter for hours, I'm gonna share the next few minutes sharing my perspective on how each of you can embrace your inner Hermione. As I scan the audience, I know some of us are intimately familiar with the details of Harry Potter. Others are vaguely familiar with the story, and some are even reading the books to your children today. The story follows Harry and his two best friends, Ron and Hermione, as they traverse the challenges of wizarding school, adolescence, and of course, thwarting the most evil and feared wizard of the time, he who must not be named, also known as Lord Voldemort. But luckily for Harry, he's got the smartest witch of her age as his best friend. And although she's not the title character, Hermione is so relatable because she goes from that annoying know-it-all in your class to that person you want by your side. This talk was inspired by my team at Dell Children's Hospital in Austin. You know you've become a part of the emergency family when the nurses officially sort you into one of the four Hogwarts houses. The brave in Gryffindor, the clever in Ravenclaw, the hardworking in Hufflepuff, and the cunning in Slytherin. And when you get sorted, you wear that designation as a badge of honor. And when you walk into a shift and you see that you're working alongside your nurses and techs in the same house as you, you know you're gonna have a phenomenal shift. In Harry, Ron, and Hermione's fifth year of wizarding school, Hermione comes to exemplify the ideals of humility and comes to understand the value of teamwork. She sees that their education is being compromised. So what does she do? She gathers a group of her classmates to take secret lessons with their friend, Harry, on defensive magic. By bringing together people of various houses, Hermione does a few things. First, she understands the importance of teamwork and comes to value varying perspectives. Second, she gives herself extra homework, voluntarily, to show her willingness to be a perpetual student. And finally, and most importantly, she puts aside her own ego and asks her classmates to do the same when she realizes that someone else her own age has expertise in something that she doesn't. What a more fitting metaphor for our work in the emergency room. I personally can't imagine a day without my trusted nurses, RTs, pharmacists, social workers, and other countless team members. We must embrace each other's strengths and realize that we don't do this alone, and we cannot do this alone. We must invest in the growth of our team so that together we can overcome weaknesses. Hermione also taught me about being prepared. As emergency physicians, we're expected to have Plan A, Plan B, Plan C, and beyond. We have the foresight to prepare for the worst and plan for the unexpected. Traits that we share in common with Hermione. In the seventh book, the trio are ambushed in the midst of a wedding when their enemies show up unannounced. But guess what? Hermione's got it covered, okay? She's got a magical bag packed with everything that they need, from street clothes to wizarding robes to healing potions and even a roomy tent to help them when they're on the run. She was able to anticipate the moves of her enemies, and she was ready. And as the story goes on, her quick thinking, again, saves the life of an innocent man when they're almost captured. And when they are finally captured, she disfigures Harry's face to become unrecognizable, giving the entire team more time to prepare for an escape. Her creativity, alongside her ability to think multiple steps ahead, makes for an admirable character. She's an intelligent, capable, conscientious witch. I mean, who wouldn't want to work alongside a Hermione? But Hermione also has this incredibly human aspect to her. In the third year of wizarding school, Hermione takes twice the number of normal classes than her classmates with the help of a magical time-traveling device. But she gives it up at the end of the year because she realizes that she is spread too thin. And by doing so, she gives us a model of self-care for our own careers. We have to strive to be realistic with our commitments: academic, familial, social, clinical, and be able to take time for ourselves. The wise headmaster of Hogwarts, Albus Dumbledore, once said, "If you want to know what a man is like, take a look at how he treats his inferiors, not his equals." This quote has stuck with me and has served me well for all my interactions in the emergency department. And Hermione takes this to heart. She sees the oppression of lesser beings such as house elves, and she's really affected by it. And at her time at Hogwarts and later in her career, she works to do something about it. She strives to improve the working conditions of these house elves. She secures their freedom and allows them to earn a living. One trait that all my mentors share in common is the fact that they treat their colleagues and teammates with the same level of respect as they would a medical student. It was that initial encounter and the ease with which I became a part of the team that compelled me to choose a career in emergency medicine. And now I consciously make that effort with everyone I encounter, whether it's a paramedic who wants to learn more about a certain pathology or a nurse that's curious about a workup, but especially towards the medical students whose entire life trajectories can be changed by a single encounter. Hermione never had it easy from the start. She, unlike many of her wizarding classmates, was born into a non-magical household. She was thrust into this world full of unknowns and built-in bigotry, okay? But she rose up. She embraced the fact that she was a mudblood instead of a pureblood. She drew strength from her character and eventually became the Minister of Magic. Can you imagine how amazing a mudblood Minister of Magic? And her example was paramount for me, because it allowed me to discover my identity within the House of Medicine. When J.K. Rowling created this world, she was comprehensive and she was meticulous. Did you know there are equivalents to doctors in the wizarding world? They are known as healers. Isn't that such an appealing word? Healer? The dictionary defines the verb to heal as to alleviate a person's distress or anguish. What a fitting definition for what we get to do every day. I now consciously embrace this title every time I walk into work. Sometimes we forget how truly privileged we are to do what we do. And it goes beyond performing a complex procedure or prescribing the right medication. Sometimes all the healing we need to provide is the ability to listen or to empathize. In the past 5 years, there has been an almost 30% increase in the number of emergency-related visits among adolescents for mental health reasons. A disproportionate number of these visits are among minority populations and LGBTQ youth. And a staggering number of these visits are suicide-related. And these are not just problems faced by our patients. these are problems that are prevalent within our medical community. I recently suffered the anguish that followed the suicide of a friend, colleague, and mentor. We must take care of one another. We must take a genuine interest in the lives of those who we work with. We must comfort one another. And most importantly, we must heal one another, alleviate distress and anguish. But before we can provide that type of service to others, sometimes we need to step back and heal ourselves. For me, it was embracing my inner Hermione so that I can bring that spark of magic into my work. And I encourage all of you to do the same by working together, thinking creatively, recognizing your limitations, mentoring effectively, and most importantly, being true to yourself. Thank you.